Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is Annette Henshaw as vocalist with various jazz or dance bands. Annette Henshaw was born in 1901 and died in 1985. She recorded under her own name, Annette Henshaw, as well as under a variety of pseudonyms such as Patsy Young, Gay Ellis, Dot Dare. So what I'm going to do today is play a number of recordings by jazz bands or dance bands that feature Annette Henshaw as a vocalist. First recording is by the original Memphis Five, April 14, 1927, Red Nichols on trumpet, Miff Moll on trombone, George Bunn clarinet, alto sax, Frank Signorelli piano, Ray Bauduc drums. First, I will play What Do I Care What Somebody Said, and then Nothing. So here is Annette Henshaw accompanying the original Memphis Five, 1927.
Up in her head, but when they rave, I go she, 'cause I know she's in love with me. So what do I care what somebody says? Nothing else but drive me wild. My little nothing may mean nothing, nothing to you, but if you try to steal my nothing, you'll have something to do. I love my nothing, 'cause he means nothing. No, he means nothing but joy to me.
Annette made lots of recordings with the Lou Gold Orchestra, and I selected the following two from January of 1928. First, After My Laughter, came Tears, and then in the sing-song Sycamore Tree. All I have for these two recordings are the instrumentation: two trumpets, trombone, clarinet, alto sax, soprano sax, clarinet, alto sax, clarinet, tenor sax. Lou Gold is on piano. There's an unknown banjo, tuba, and drums. After My Laughter Came Tears is one of my favorite songs, and she does really a great job of singing this tune very well. So here is Annette Henshaw with Lou Gold and his orchestra. January 1928.
I saw you leave, I laughed and said I'd never grieve, but after my laughter came tears. I told my friends I didn't care, I laughed about our whole affair, but after my laughter came tears. My pride kept me from showing them that I was blue, but by myself you'll never know what I've been through. My lips concealed a heart in pain, I made believe, but all in vain, for after my laughter came tears.
Now I have two recordings of Annette Henshaw with Willard Robinson and his orchestra. The date is April 6, 1928, And the two numbers I'm going to play are There Ain't No Sweet Man That's Worth the Salt of My Tears, and then Japanese Sandman, that a song that I like a lot. I don't have too much information about the musicians in the band. Probably Walter Hawkshouse on trumpet, and then second trumpet, unknown trombone, two clarinet, alto sax, Bob McCracken on clarinet and alto sax, tenor sax, Willa Robinson himself is on piano and directs, Charles Barnes banjo or guitar, Nick Fisher tuba, probably Doc Ross on drums. So here is Annette Henshaw with Willa Robinson and his orchestra, April 6, 1928.
Aggravating sister, lend me your ears, the rain, oh sweet man, that's worth the salt of my tears.
Thank you.
is a Japanese sandman sneaking on with a view. Just an old second-hand man, he'll buy your whole day from you. He will take every sorrow of the day that is through, and he'll give you tomorrow just to start life anew. Then you'll be a bit older in the dawn when you wake, and you'll be a bit bolder with a new day you make. Here's a Japanese sandman, trade him silver for gold. Just an old second-hand man, trading new days for old. Just an old second-hand man, trading new days for old.
Now we go to November 27, 1929, and two numbers recorded by Ben Selvin under the name of Frank Auburn. First, when I'm housekeeping for you, and then Aincha. I don't have specific names for the musicians in this recording. All I can tell you is what Brian Rust writes in his jazz discography. He says, instrumentation for most Columbia and associated labels is two trumpets, trombone, two clarinets, alto sax, soprano sax, clarinet, tenor sax, second violin on some, piano, banjo, guitar, brass bass, string bass, drums. And the names that show up in these Ben Selvin sessions are Manny Klein, Tommy Gott, Bob Efros, Mike Mosiello, Leo McConville, Fred Farrar, Tommy Dorsey, Chuck Campbell, Sam Lewis, Larry Abbott, Andy Sanella, Louis Martin, Merle Johnson, Lucien Smith, Jaime Wolfson, Joe Dubin, Saul Klein, Arthur Schott, Larry Murphy, Rube Bloom, Irving Brodsky, Carl Kress, Dick McDonough, Tony Colucci, Jack Hanson, Joe Tarto, Hank Stern, Stan King, Jack Palmer. It's really the creme de la creme of white musicians, dance band musicians from the second half of the 1920s. And they give a very good accompaniment to Annette Henshaw. I didn't mention this before, but in several of the recordings that I played and that I'm going to play, behind Annette Henshaw, there is a terrific obbligato by some instrument. So let's listen then to Annette Henshaw with Ben Selvin, November 27, 1929.
I'll be making for you. Cook cooking and spicing and spreading cake icing to make life enticing for you. I know that man's work may be from sun to sun, but woman's work somehow is never, never done. So laughing, not weeping, I'll go do my sweeping when I am housekeeping for you. There'll be a honeymoon to the preacher we will go. And in a year, maybe, baby dear, we'll have a poo-poo-ba-doo, poo-poo-ba-doo. Ain't you kind of glad, ain't you kind of gay when you hear me say I love you? Oh, tell me, baby, don't you? Today you've got lingerie for baby. Tell me, honey, didn't you? Can't you take me, please, down to Tiffany's, buy some rings and things for baby? Oh, tell me, honey, can't
just the two recordings that I'm going to play in today's program dedicated to Annette Henshaw as vocalist for dance bands is from January 30, 1930. It's Jack Albin, Cooking Breakfast for the One I Love. Again, I don't have any specific musicians, all I have is this instrumentation, two trumpets, trombone, two clarinets, alto sax, tenor sax, piano, banjo, violin, and tuba. And I will follow that with a recording by Ben Selvin and his orchestra from November 27, 1929, I Have to Have You. So here is Annette Henshaw, first with Jack Albin, 1930, then with Ben Selvin, 1929.
Having my moment, I have to have you. Sometimes I get so blue, waiting for you to take me. I can't go on like this. Give me a kiss and make me happy. New thrills, I have to have new thrills. But when I'm having my new thrills, I have to have you. Thank you. have weekends, but when I'm taking my weekend, I'll have to have you. Night boat, I hate to take night boats, but if I have to take night boats, I'll have to take you.
For the modern musician, I chose two recordings by Dan Levinson and his Canary Cottage Dance Orchestra from the CD titled Stepping Around. And the two numbers I'm going to play are Wall Street Rag and Bethina. Bethina is my favorite composition by Scott Joplin. Dan Levinson Group plays it in an extremely tasteful manner. The musicians are Dan Levinson on C melody, saxophone and clarinet, Matt Zanella on violin, David Sager on trombone, Conal Fox on piano, John Gill banjo, Kevin Dorn drums, Peter Carl Glockenspiel, and that's it. So let's listen then to Dan Levinson and his Canary Cottage Dance Band. First Wall Street Rag, then Bethina. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this program of recordings by Annette Henshaw as a vocalist for various jazz and dance bands. And the two numbers by Dan Levinson played in an extremely tasteful manner. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.